From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. China is denying allegations Friday that its forces targeted U.S. military aircraft with high-powered lasers in Djibouti. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Wang Chunying. She says, I can tell you that after strict verification, we have told the U.S. side that what they alleged is absolutely untrue. The U.S. issued a formal complaint to the Chinese government over the use of lasers that targeted aircraft on several occasions in the last few weeks. The pilots suffered minor eye injuries. Hua also responded to U.S. warnings to refrain from military buildup in the South China Sea, urging the U.S. to stop irresponsible remarks. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to reporters on Friday. He announced that a date and location had been set for the upcoming meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump also addressed news of the possible release of Americans in North Korea.
We're having very substantive talks with North Korea, and a lot of things have already happened with respect to the hostages, and I think you're going to see very good things. As I said yesterday, stay tuned.
However, President Trump says U.S. troop withdrawal in South Korea was not on the table in the summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Burundi has announced a six-month ban on broadcasts by Voice of America and the BBC beginning Monday. The government accused VOA and the BBC of breaching laws regulating the media. VOA Director Amanda Bennett in a statement said this ban deprives the citizens of Burundi of a trusted news source during a critical time in that country. More on voanews.com. For now, this is VOA News. United States President Trump is currently speaking at the National Rifle Association's annual meeting in Dallas, Texas. Vice President Mike Pence spoke before the president, offering a vigorous defense of the U.S.'s Second Amendment that protects gun rights.
President Donald Trump and I both stand without apology for the Second Amendment, and in this administration, the right of the people to keep and bear arms will not be infringed.
AP correspondent Gillian Wong reports a document has emerged showing the Trump administration has asked China to reduce its trade deficit with the U.S. by $200 billion by the end of 2020.
This shows that the U.S. is striking an assertive stance in these talks that are aimed at averting a trade war between the world's two largest economies. The Chinese side has no immediate comment on the list of demands that the U.S. presented to Beijing. Rather, the Commerce Ministry said that both sides had found areas of consensus, although it also acknowledged that relatively big differences exist between the two countries on some issues.
That was AP's Gillian Wong reporting. International negotiators held a peace conference Friday to mark the dissolution of the Basque separatist group ETA after its 60-year fight for an independent Basque state in northern Spain and southern France. VOA's Jeff Koster has more.
The International Contact Group, headed by South African lawyer Brian Curran, gathered Basque officials, parties, and unions and told them the peaceful outcome was the work of the Basque people themselves. Figures from the Northern Ireland conflict attended the ceremony as well. Sinn Féin's former leader Gerry Adams also welcomed the dissolution of ETA and called upon the Spanish government to move ETA prisoners closer to their homes. But Spain said on Friday there would be no change in policy over ETA prisoners. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Reuters news agency Jacob Greaves explains why the Nobel Peace Prize for Literature won't be announced in 2018, and that's the Nobel Prize for Literature.
The Swedish Academy said it intended to hand out the 2018 award next year.
We came to the conclusion that confidence in the Academy is so low in the world at the moment, and that is the deciding reason why we now refrain from awarding the prize.
The decision coming after the group met late Thursday evening. A string of board members recently resigned from the Academy, all after the husband of one of its members was accused of sexual misconduct.
That was Reuters' Jacob Greaves reporting. President Trump said on Friday he shifted his position over possible talks with U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller. More on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.